Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Guys, we're back here on Start, Bench, Cut on Jay's Southland Toes. Toe service. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Toe. I start off with coaches, guys.
With who?
Coaches.
What'd you say after that?
Guys!
Guys!
I can't get that out of my head, man.
What was that again, Mac?
Guys!
Yeah, you know.
Guys! 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 Guys, if you start... Guys, you can... Guys, I'm telling you. Guys, it's...
It kind of reminds me of, like, the aliens from Mars Attack. Gah.
You know, I think he was a little upset yesterday. Stone Street went a little
long. We can end early today. You know what? We'll do not. We'll do that. We'll end early today.
When that's
Max
right.
Is, Max is in my ear.
Yeah. Let's go.
56:35.
Give him their
that
5 minutes.
51:35. Shall we do it? Group consensus.
Yeah, if we end early today, give them their time back.
I agree.
One word. Should we give Cody and Gold their time back today? 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Got it. Start bench.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cut. We talk about coaches that are in the now. Dave Canales, Ben Johnson, and Duval, Liam Cohen. Start bench cut. All playoff teams.
Well,
kind of. Canales isn't yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Not
yeah.
yet, but getting close. I'll start Duvall because he beat the Chiefs. I'll bench Johnson, and Canales still isn't in the playoffs, so I'll cut him.
I'll start Ben Johnson because he's doing this in a way that we didn't think he could. We questioned if he could be a leader of men. He is a leader of men. He's got the offensive guru stuff down, but he's a leader of men, and everyone trusts and believes in him. I'll go Canales and then Duvall.
He also got everybody dogs for taking his shirt off. Did you hear that story?
No.
There's like a famous hot dog stand in Chicago, and they're like, if you take your shirt off in postgame, everyone gets a free hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Took it off.
Let's go. You talking team-wise, or you talking the whole city?
I would assume the city of Chicago, because they weren't at home this past week, were they?
Was it Wiener Circle?
It was in Philly.
Yeah, I don't know where it was.
Yeah, but it was somewhere in Chicago. If he did it, then he's had a story where he said his two-year-old was watching the TV, and he's like, shirt off. And his wife looked at the TV and goes, oh, dear God.
Yeah, that's it. I like that, because I've been in that situation before. Yeah. What are you doing? Well, like, your wife's embarrassed.
I'm surprised you guys didn't do the snow plunge.
We talked about it yesterday, actually, but kids ask, can we do it? There's too much ice, man. Ice everywhere, so it was very hard to do. Maybe we'll get another snow where it's a little bit deeper. That was cold, though.
Woo. We go to the AFC South. Start, bench, cut in belief. Jags, Houston, Indy.
Houston, Jags, Indy for me.
I'll go Houston, Indy, Jags.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. No love in the Jags. Like Liam Cohen because he beat the Chiefs.
I do like Liam Cohen.
Yeah, what's your hate on the Jags? I need the Jags to win everything right now.
Well, for sure, yeah. But as far as belief goes, I mean, obviously Houston, we don't need to really talk about that. Best defense in the NFL. And then Colton.
Better than Denver?
I think so. But you're right. We could talk about it. It's a top three defense in the NFL. Yeah, fine. It's an elite defense.
Man, we got to play them. I don't care if they're one or they're three. Yeah. We got problems.
They got it to Arrowhead.
They're coming after us. Right. And then, yeah.
How many holding penalties with backup offensive linemen? You take it over under. I'm going to put it at 3.5. Offensive holding penalties.
Under. I'll go under.
I'll go under, but I don't feel confident. Yeah, okay. I like Jonathan Taylor, the best player out of these three teams.
Shift over, start, bench, cut in belief of the NFC West. Rams, Hawks, Niners.
I'm going Rams, 49ers, and Hawks. I mean, I have to stop doubting, and I think everybody needs to stop doubting the 49ers. They just keep winning, and they're doing it. I mean, there's no excuses for the Chiefs. We're injured or this, that, the other thing. San Francisco's lost their whole team, and they're, what, 10-4?
Yeah, 9-4.
Nine and three, whatever it is. They got 9 wins.
Yeah, they're looking great.
I mean, they've had every excuse to cash in this season,
seriously,
and they've done unbelievable things. Kyle Shanahan should be coach of the year the way that he's coaching this team.
That's what I was about to say. He's not a candidate, and he should be the favorite. What he's done with this team, it's been, I mean.
But that's what a coach of the year does. Exactly. You don't take a 2-14 team and make them 8-8. You take a team that lost everybody throughout the course of the season, and you've stemmed the effing tide.
Yes. Yeah, Rams 9-3, Seahawks 9-3, Niners 9-4, bye week this week as everybody gears up for fantasy football playoffs. You don't get George Kittle. You don't get Christian McCaffrey.
CMC, Hubbard, all these guys, man.
Who,
that sucks.
Who, honest to God, though, I mean, when you look at Coach of the Year, who's done more this year and had a better job coaching than Kyle Shanahan?
Canales.
But they're not in the playoffs.
Not yet.
I mean, this is, as we sit here now.
Last year?
Yeah, but as we sit here now, I mean, this guy's had every player injured.
Sure.
No, I'd say, yeah, I mean, the only argument I could put up is like Vrabel, maybe, just because I think he's had these guys playing over expectation. Yeah. Like, I expect them to be good, but this offense is like, talking about Kayshon Booty here, guys. Like, come on.
Who?
And Steph,
exactly.
And Stephon Diggs, who was 32 and washed, coming off a knee injury, and he's got 70 receptions for 700.
The quarterback, man. That's why I'm so bullish on Drake May now. After watching him last night, I'm like, that's all I need, man. He's the guy. If I'm starting a franchise, I'm taking 1-1.
I'll go Rams, Niners, Hawks.
Rams, you're trusting in the MVP-ish. Yeah. Stafford, who's no longer the MVP, but, you know, Puka, Devontae. Look at Devontae Adams, dude.
My God. Talk about
yes. Yeah, rebirth.
Love it.
Inside the five. You know where it's going? 17. Every single time. We go home, because there's no place like home. Glenda told us that. She's a thief.
Glenda's full of...
She's Satan, man.
Poop. Get bent.
She's a thief trying to steal, kill, and destroy your life. We go to who's to blame most. Start, bench, cut. Spags, Andy, Mahomes.
Well, I'm going to start with Andy because he's the head coach. Then I'm going to blame Mahomes because of the interceptions. And then I'll put it on Spags as well, because my impression changed a little bit after talking to Damon about Spags, where he's like, the front four can't get home. We have no choice but to have to blitz every single time. I don't disagree with that. That's kind of changed my kind of perception of the defense right now. Yeah, Spags is predictable because they're not doing their job.
when they're not getting off the field on third and long either.
That's what I'm talking about. Third and long. Yeah. They're not doing their. They're not. They can't get there at four, holy and so God. You've got to. You got to blitz.
They showed that Jackson Dart hit from last.
Jeez, I mean, it's a brutal hit. It's a legal hit, but it was a brutal hit.
Yeah.
Been evaluated for four concussions now this season.
Somebody had a meme up there today of Elf walking across the street getting hit by the cab, and they go Jackson Dart on third and two or something.
Watch out for the yellow ones. They don't stop.
Yeah, I'll go Andy Spags Mahomes. Okay. I think the defense, yes, the roster has issues that Spags can't necessarily fix, but also the roster has more players than it's giving credit for. We're not seeing Noel Williams. We're not seeing rookie linebacker Jeffrey Brassa when these linebackers have been pitiful. We're not seeing more of Ashton Gelati. Like, I want to see more changes from Spags, so I put Mahomes last there.
Okay.
We go on the outside looking in because I think there's another topic here you can bring up when it comes to Coach of the Year. If, in fact, they win the division, of course, would be Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah. I mean, if Dallas wins the division.
Seriously.
I mean, somebody's going to. It's not going to be Philly. Nobody wins the division back-to-back years in the last two decades,
right? I mean, that guy has coached circles around Andy Reid in the last game. Coached circles around them.
A really, really, really good offense. We go to the NFC with the outside looking in. I go Lions, Cowboys, Panthers.
I'll go that order.
Okay.
Yep. I agree with that. I may switch the Cowboys and the Lions up. The Cowboys are looking hot, and that defense is better.
You're free to change after Thursday night. I mean, that's okay. You get more evidence, and you can change your opinion. Just because you say it today doesn't mean that's the end-all, be-all.
Yeah, I'll start with that.
It's time for me to ask Mac Morey, what do you believe? That is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, as we continue to go through movie lines. Caleb Williams. CJ Stroud. Bryce Young.
Caleb Williams has improved so much, not only from last year to this year, but from the beginning of this season to this moment. It is so evident that him and Ben Johnson are working so well. I can't wait to see him even next year. I think
89 he's just sacks last year, 19 this year.
It teaches you, again, patience. Patience is key here. We rush so quickly to have a referendum on every quarterback every week.
All three of these.
You could. Well, absolutely.
We say that about everything. It's not. It's just not about quarterbacks. It's about everything in life. We want an immediate answer today. Well, sometimes that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and when you're leading a billion-dollar franchise at 21, 22 years old, sometimes it takes a couple years. It takes a learning curve. I mean, I remember not too long ago being 21, 22. I can't imagine being
a
leader.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you put yourself in the shoes when you were that age. How would you be?
Screwed. You know. So I'll go Caleb, CJ, I still believe in him, and Bryce Young, great season, but I'm going to put him below these guys.
Yeah, I will start CJ because he's been there, done that. Caleb hasn't yet, and Caleb's second, and then Bryce Young is last.
Yeah, you're not in yet.
Yeah,
it's fair.
I mean, he played a top five defense this past week. And I know his defense gave him a touchdown.
Mm-hmm, but so, our defense hasn't done that.
No, not at all, dude.
When was the last time we had a defensive score? Was it the Miami game in Germany?
Man, yeah. That might be it.
Bryce Young on Sunday against the Rams, 15 to 20, 206, three touchdowns, zero interceptions against that defense. I know you think 15 to 20, 206.
No, that's
again. That's
fantastic.
A fine line for that guy.
That's what you need to do to win the game.
Yes.
You know? And sometimes it's okay to be 15 of 20 for $195 and not have to make your play look sexy every single time. I'm speaking to some close to the vest here. You don't have to be the highlight reel every single time. It's okay to be 15 of 20 and be a very nondescript quarterback in a game.
Last but not least, because it will support the question I ask on the other side. Where would you least want to play the AFC Championship game? New England, Denver, Buffalo.
Denver.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'll go Buffalo for sure. I don't want to play in Buffalo.
And then you would bench?
I'd start New England, bench Buffalo, cut New England.
Yeah, I'd start New England. And
as the toughest place to play.
As the place I'd want to play.
Okay, most, easiest place.
Easiest place. Sorry, yeah, bench Denver, cut Buffalo.
Oh, see, I went the other way. The hardest place for me would be Denver, then Buffalo, then New England.
Yeah. Okay.
Gillette Stadium in January, boys, is not a fun place
to
be.
Fair.
Not a fun place to be.
I'm not worried about that for the Chiefs, though.
But you like Drake May.
I do.
You like Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I do. And everybody liked Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes that first year. And who came in and said, hang on a second?
Yeah, hold my beer. We're
That'd
not done.
Be awesome.
Can we get that done? That you want to talk about GOAT status. Patrick Mahomes gets GOAT status if you run the table and you make it to the AFC Championship game and knock off Drake May. And Mike Vrabel, just like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick did to you. Because it was kind of a tumultuous season, if I'm not mistaken, for the New England Patriots that year leading into this game at Arrowhead. They weren't the one seed, where they ended up being like the two or three seed that year, I think, right? Because they had to go on the road and win games on the road and all of that, and probably a little bit of a clunky season as well. And then they got here to Arrowhead, and you saw why they were the best of all time, because they had that experience. And so if the Chiefs can take care of business in the regular season, which I don't know that they can, and roll into that AFC championship game, I'll take the Chiefs every single day in that game because they had that experience.
I go to this one from the text line because it's perfect. From the 816, what you would like to see the most, start, bench, cut, Binkley as substitute teacher, referee, or lawyer?
Lawyer's one.
No, substitute teacher.
That sub's good, too.
I mean, could you imagine him with third graders trying to get them to calm down by giving you thoughts on the 3-4 defense?
Yes. Love it.
I mean, what would he be like in front of children as a substitute?
Mr. Binkley, I don't understand what's going on with question two.
Don't think, just do. Piss me off.
Coming up on the other side, I've got a question for you, Chiefs fans, on 913-586-7965. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Rob Maloney also shares a birthday with Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, does he really?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the Steelers sent out a congratulations, happy birthday, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, good.
And Adam Schefter felt like he needed to retweet it.
Adam Schefter yesterday, I was so pissed off at him yesterday because he took the letter that Lane Kiffin wrote and like screen grabbed it and tweeted it as his own instead of just retweeting the Lane Kiffin tweet.
Classic.
I mean, like
well, duh.
It's just like, why he constantly does that. Like Adam Schefter is fed stuff like we all are by the teams, by the agency. Everybody gets the same press releases. He always tries to act like it's exclusive to him. And yesterday or the day before, when I saw that Lane Kiffin thing, I'm like, I'm just so over this guy. You talk about a guy who thinks he's bigger than the league.
Mm-hmm. He is. He is the league.
Yeah, he thinks so.
Yeah. NSFL, National Schefter Football League.
That's right. I was like, God, just hit the retweet button. It's not that hard. Not everything has to be like, you're breaking all this news.
It's almost like he has a bonus in his contract. How many quote tweets did you have rather than retweets?
Maybe, but it wasn't even a quote tweet. It was like the picture that Lane Kiffin had. Oh, he just stole the picture.
Mm-hmm. Tweeted
it himself.
Damn.
Hate to see it. But par for the course with old boy. We know that, obviously, with Schefter. He once had to brag about the fact that he was having sex while retweeting a breaking news story.
And that's pathetic. I'll be honest with you, Dusty. That is really pathetic
by a
human being. Is that a
leaveable offense? Like, let's say you and Jen were dating, and you're a radio guy, right, which you were, and you're like, oh, I got to retweet this real quick while you're performing.
No, I would never do that, you know, but I would expect her to leave me. Like, you care more about your job than you do me.
You've got a job right now that you're not doing.
That's right, yeah, and it'll be, you know, quick.
Is Hannah gone? She back in Nashville? If you're like, hang on, honey, Andy Reid just said something about tonsils.
Yeah, let me
get this. You later?
That's the stuff that I don't understand. Like, people who sacrifice, you know, that kind of stuff, and that's an extreme, obviously, analogy, to get an irrelevant tweet out there about some backup lineman that, quite frankly, at the end of the day, nobody cares about or even knows.
God, please announce the stadium location at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping they do it before the holidays.
Soon.
We've been hearing soon forever. I's and T's getting dotted in Overland Park, I know. And, you know, the Chiefs
like my dating life. When are you going to date? Soon.
Soon.
I want to ask this question because if it does happen, if the Chiefs run the table and they make it to the playoffs, where would you rank this season in the dynasty seasons that we've had so far?
Are they winning the Super Bowl, making the Super Bowl? How does it end? Tell me how it ends.
All right, F it. They win the whole thing.
It'd be the greatest ever. Because this is the first time that you're down and out with your backs against the wall, nobody believing in you, even Bob Fesco saying nasty things on the radio about this team right now. It would be the biggest ever if they were able to do that, I think.
Because you would think if they ran off 5 in a row and got in the back door,
everybody's picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
It'd be Objects appear closer than they actually are in the mirror. Because I think the 11-6 season is one that a lot of people hold on to where it's like, oh, they were out, they were down.
Felt like this, though. You never felt like you were
Christmas
out of
Day
it.
Christmas Day was pretty bleak.
But you didn't think you weren't going to the playoffs.
Fair.
You know,
weren't they like 8-5 after that game?
I don't remember, but nobody else was good. See, that was the other thing. There was nobody. There was no other competition, really, 2 years ago in the AFC West. And so you're going to win the division by default. So we didn't have the Broncos and the Chargers doing their thing. And I think at that point in time, we were more worried about playing for the one seed, let alone just getting into the playoffs. This has a different feel because the season's on the line on Sunday. I mean, there's 60 minutes of football left between still being alive or singing fa la 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 till the cows come home. You know, like that's kind of where we are with this football team right now. We haven't been there before. That's why, to me, if they were able to run the table and win the whole effing thing, like you said, this would be the best one ever.
Yeah, I agree for sure. Because I mean, that 11-6 season, we weren't talking like, you know, Andy Reid's future, Veach's future, is Mahomes still the guy? Like, none of that was on the line. Like, we're talking like big picture stuff of like, is this, have we watched the last 8 years and that's it? Like, yeah. Is that over? Like, a lot's on the line. So if they ended up going, that'd be 14-6 on the season after being 6-6. Oh, dude, come on, baby.
Yeah.
I know that I'm hard. Yeah. Yep. I got that so much yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, 13-6, right?
Well, it'd be 11-6, then 12-6, one game, 13-6, two games.
14.
Yeah.
So they need to win eight straight.
Eight straight, baby. Yeah.
Where would you rank that run in all-time history then?
One of the best ever, I would think.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'd have to look up some
500
stuff,
but going into week 14 and you go on a run that just win it all?
Look, I'll be honest with you guys. They were 1-5 and went 11 in a row. And that team was not nearly as good as this team. So, but there's just something not right with this team, right? There's something not right. I was just looking at some stats on X and it was talking about Patrick Mahomes being top three in like every category.
Mm-hmm.
But the team is still 6-6. And look, to me, the biggest reason why they're 6-6 are the two interceptions. Denver and Jacksonville, man, take those away, and this team is not 6-6. It's 8-4.
Yeah, but discipline, other things are going to hinder this team more than two picks.
I don't know, man. Seasons come down. They keep saying we're this close, right? We're this close. Yeah, if you don't throw interceptions, you are. Like, I can't let go of the interceptions. I just can't. I just have like constant thoughts about that damn Jacksonville game. That's why my theme for the season is one night in Jacksonville. Ooh. Everything that we have seen go wrong went wrong in that game. From Chris Jones to turnovers to penalties to bad special teams. One night in Jacksonville. That game has defined this entire season. And when the team is playing bad, the guys who make the most money can't. And when Patrick Mahomes throws interceptions, that's him trying to do too much. Those throws that he had in Denver and Jacksonville were ill-advised. I know the linebacker, Lloyd, made a great play in Jacksonville. I'm not taking that away from him. But if you're Patrick Mahomes, you still have to be better than that. And he hasn't been the best when I've needed him to be the best. And we're paying him to be the best. And he has all the accolades to be the best. So I can't get past the interceptions, guys. I just can't.
On the offense or the defense?
Offense. Well, lack of on the defense.
Yeah, I mean, like,
lack of turnovers.
They had one in that Jacksonville game.
Yeah.
Led to a touchdown. They had one in the Dallas. They had two in the Dallas game. They got one, but they had two others that they could have had, didn't get. Yeah,
just, those are just two plays that you take back. Just two plays. And they're 8-4 instead of 6-6. And we're talking about seeding instead of are they going to be in?
And then you talk about the interception in the Philly game.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily Patrick Mahomes' fault.
Right.
But no, Travis Kelce. But Travis Kelce has to catch the touchdown.
Yeah.
Now you're 7-6.
So now we got three. No, now you're 9-1.
I'm just going by one win at a time. But yeah.
Yeah, you're 8-4, you'd be 9-3. You'd be one of the three plays is the difference between 6-6 and 9-3. Those are the small things.
Yeah, but again, then you're just talking about a team that's same as last year. Yep. You're just doing those small things right at the end. Are they really that good of a team? Yeah, they can get it done in the end and patch up some stuff, band-aid a couple of things together and end up winning 18-17 on a blocked field goal or some bull crap like that. But when you're really talking about good teams, getting down to brass tacks, like, pixie dust ain't going to cut it. Like, we got a X's and O's, Jimmy's and Joe's. What's on the field? Yeah. And what's on the field right now is not improved from last season and this season, and frankly, from 2 years ago to this year. It's not gotten better. So, no, the small stuff, great, but a couple interceptions here, I'm with you. The record could be different, but that's not the reason this team is bad or not playing up to par.
It's a big reason why. I mean, all of this stuff, everything is a reason why. What's the biggest reason? I don't know what the biggest reason is. They're all little small reasons that add up to a big reason. You know, I'll blame the quarterback. I don't care if I blame the quarterback. Oh, no, I'm blaming Patrick. terrible interceptions this year. Terrible interceptions this year. Offensive line holding in the most inopportune times. Never running the football, being predictable. Like, it's all right there. So, yeah, if they run this thing, if they run the table, yeah, it'll be the best one ever.
What is the best one ever in your guys' mind right now?
Well, I think it is the 11-6 year. There was adversity that year. They overcame adversity. People were doubting them, and they figured out a way to kind of break through that doubt. Nobody could catch. Yeah. I mean, you're doing it with Kadarius Toney and all the you know.
Rashee was a rookie. Had to open him up that year, right? Yeah. His rookie year.
Yep.
Yeah, no offensive line. God. But again, that's 2 years ago. That's 40 games ago for Chris Jones.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. When you think about a 320-pound, 31-year-old defensive lineman, it's 40 games.
Yeah, it's 40 games ago we're talking about.
It's three grueling off seasons ago.
Yeah,
I think I kind of know where our poll question should go tomorrow. Because it seems like the majority of the text line is over it. They're like, the season's done. There's too many mistakes. There's too much down. There's nothing's going to happen.
Can you blame them, though?
I don't. No. I mean, I've been saying it since the Colts week.
Here's the evidence.
And, you know, it's, it says if it weren't for the penalties, Mahomes wouldn't be in the position to throw interceptions. You guys are delusional. It's interceptions, penalties, a lackluster roster. The coaching sucks. The drafting sucks. The contracts are bad.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, roster construction would be one of my biggest reasons.
Exactly. Look at all those reasons that not one is bigger than the other. But to me, like, you can control your interceptions. You can, the one against Denver, that looked like a rookie playing for Carolina at a noon game. That was a terrible throw by Patrick Mahomes. That's him trying to do too much. That's why I don't trust him in RPOs. Stop telling me about RPOs. I understand what an RPO is. I don't know that the quarterback necessarily understands what that is.
Somebody says earlier with the Adam Schefter stuff from the 913, LOL, who cares about a tweet? .. No one. And then from the 620, come on now. We all know that Adam Schefter has never had sex. When he does, he'll sing that Lonely Island Boy Akon song. Another question I want to ask you guys, since we talked about it yesterday, just having a hypothetical bar top conversation about Andy Reid, if you were to trade Andy Reid. But like, this has actually got some legs and juice to this. If you were blank team, you would be calling Pittsburgh to see what they want for Tomlin in a trade.
Giants.
That's a great answer.
Got a good defense. Got a quarterback. Got some position on the offensive side.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I mean,
they need an adult. They need a grown-up. They can't go out there and hire, somebody else again that you don't know about. Like, it's time for the Giants to put their big boy pants on and be an adult football team. They need a legitimate leader, and I believe Mike Tomlin is that guy.
What if Buffalo crashes out?
Well, that's another good one, too. I mean,
that'd be scary. Wouldn't like that.
You got to think, if McDermott does not win a playoff game this year, which I think he could, I think he will, let's say Buffalo hypothetically plays Denver, and it's a rematch of last year. And you know how Denver handles rematches. They kind of come for it. That's what John Paytonlet, right?
Yep.
And it would be in Mile High against a much better defense because they've gotten better as time's gone on.
Oh, yeah.
If McDermott were to lose that game, I don't know if he survives Monday. And if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I say, wow, where do we need help defensively? Where do we not need help coaching a quarterback and this offense? You got James Cook. You got Josh Allen. Hey, Mike Tomlin, here you go. It'd be like Gruden when he went to the Raiders or when he went to the Bucks.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Dungy got us all built and put it together, but he couldn't finish. Giggity. But Gruden could. And it just so happened that Gruden played his ex-team, which was great because he had to spy for the defense and be Rich Gannon. But again, like, you think about that. Like, Buffalo, it's nice right now, but if they were to lose in the first round of the playoffs, you got to think McDermott's out. We saw it happen to Marty. We've seen it happen before to other coaches. You would think that you could see the writing on the wall in Pittsburgh, that it's probably time to move on. They're tired of purgatory. They want to do something else. So if you were a blank team, who would you call and talk about a trade to Tomlin if he's not fired?
Yeah, it's just the Giants, and I would be willing to give up first-round draft picks for him because I think he would be the missing piece for that franchise. As you mentioned, good weapons on offense, really good defense. They needed an adult in the room. I mean, Abdul Carter continues to miss meetings and do whatever he's doing. You need somebody in there that's going to hold these guys accountable.
He said blank happens last night.
Yeah, that was his answer, blank happens.
I said, can you elaborate? No, blank happens. You've asked me the same question twice. Move on.
Yeah, how about that response? Instead of just taking culpability for it, that's why you need an adult. That's why you need a grown-up who's going to say enough's enough. Does Daboll go back to Buffalo if they fire Sean McDermott?
No, but I saw reports they want him to go back as like an offensive assistant.
As he should.
Mm-hmm. Could be a good new voice. I don't know. He's had some success.
He had success.
What if he came to Kansas City and was an offensive assistant?
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool.
He was already here. We saw that. How that
that was the worst time to be in Kansas City.
I'm not going to judge him on that.
Sirianni was here.
No, if you're him, you go back to Buffalo, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Go back to where it was working in the first spot.
And Buffalo, you'd be smart to bring him back because it worked up there at that point in time.
I'd be scared if I was Buffalo to bring Tomlin, and obviously I would do it because he's Mike Tomlin, but it's like, You're the team that can't get over the hump as you're laying out here. Tomlin's the coach that can't get over the hump.
Yeah, but he hasn't had a quarterback. You know?
No, he hasn't. And
good.
I would say the Titans for Mike Tomlin. That'd be really good. They have a quarterback that they really like that has shown a lot, that has shown some promise. Mm-hmm. They have some tenacity and feist on the defensive side. Jeffrey he could Simmons. Bring. Yep, he could
I
bring
think
some
that's
discipline.
Too far away, though, for a guy like Mike Tomlin.
And he's looking win now.
And that's my next thing. Because like when Brady was leaving New England, he said, I'll go anywhere that's a contender that's ready to win now that has weapons. So I bring this up with another AFC team in division. You want to talk about fire? Say Zach Taylor's fired. You call in Pittsburgh if you're Cincinnati?
Yeah, but if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm not answering that call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, no, I'm not answering that call if I'm Pittsburgh. No, I'll send him to the NFC. I'll send him to the Giants. But I'm not trading him not Cincinnati.
You know what sucks is where he could end up. We already have the best coaching division of all time. Just make it better. How about the Raiders?
Well, they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. So if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm not going without a quarterback. And I'm not trying to piecemeal some, you know, over-the-hill, you know, has-been as my quarterback. I'm just not.
No, that's fair. Geno Smith definitely wouldn't be the sell. But
Tomlin's
also,
doing that now, you know.
But Tomlin, we blame Andy Reid a lot here for the roster stuff, or at least I'll point to you, Bob. Yeah. I've heard you say that. Andy Reid controls everything. Okay, well, then it ain't much different in Pittsburgh. So you can't really blame, oh, he hasn't had a quarterback. Okay, well, then Tomlin, he has roster construction oversight, doesn't he? Isn't he in charge?
Omar Khan is the GM there who makes all the roster decisions. He's kind of a prominent figure.
Guy here.
He's kind of a prominent figure there. I mean, so it is what it is, you know? I don't know. You can blame whoever you want to blame.
Yeah.
You think Mike McCarthy coaches next year?
A lot of stuff I'd like to say. But, you know, what? I think he'd be a good fit for the Giants, too.
That would be great.
I think he's a good offensive mind. I really do think he's a good football coach. He's an adult in the room. He turns your program around.
That's exactly right. He turns the program around. I don't know if he can get you to that next
step. So what? Where the Giants are right now, you need a program turner.
Yep, he'll get you to 10 wins.
Andy Reid wasn't a guy that could get you over the hump, but he could turn the program around. And, boy, look what happened once they brought him into that right situation and got a quarterback and, you know, players around him and whatnot. They figured it out.
Because it's interesting to have the conversation about Mike Tomlin because a lot of people say, well, why would he not just take a year off? Like, I don't know if he needs to.
Everybody said that about Andy, too. Take a year off. Sometimes you don't need to take.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
We know how the NFL moves fast.
And you know what? You take a year off, you may not be getting back in. How many of these guys that took a year off get back in? I mean, Bill Cowher's still sitting on a TV desk.
I think that's more so him.
Yeah, but I mean,
Dungy as well.
Dungy.
But what was it? I mean, I guess Jim Harbaugh didn't really take a year off. He just went to collegiate level.
Right. He just keeps staying ahead of the.
Yeah. Carroll took a year off. That hasn't worked out well.
Yeah, not going so good.
No. I saw somebody the other day that said Raiders coach, and it was Biden's face on Pete Carroll's body.
Oh, Lord.
I thought that was funny. but, no, I'm interested to know if Tomlin stays AFC or NFC, because some people would say, well, if he takes a year off and things go sour in Minnesota and they decide, okay, maybe it isn't Kevin O'Connell's job anymore, he would go back home to Minnesota, because I believe that's where he was either a coordinator or
he was
a linebackers coach, something like that.
Yeah, but you also can't go out there and base what you're going to do job-wise on what potentially could open next year. Minnesota could turn it around, go to the playoffs. He ain't getting fired. And then you sat out a year thinking that job may open. So you can't run your life with the it's ifs and buts, as they like to say. You got to take what's out there at that moment in time, and he'll have plenty of opportunities if Pittsburgh does decide to trade him, or I don't think they'll fire him. They've never been that type of franchise. So.
Fair. Be interesting to see, because hearing the crowd boo Mike Tomlin and say fire Tomlin, I mean,
hey, they did it in Philly, right?
They did.
You know, and be careful what you wish for. Is Philly better without Andy Reid or not?
Yes.
Did they win a Super Bowl?
They've won two.
They did. And did they go to? Did they go to?
They've been to three.
They've been to three, and they won two.
Yeah, that has worked out.
Look, sometimes it has. Yeah.
Sometimes divorces work out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your parents split, and then next thing you know, you have the greatest stepdad and the greatest stepmom in the world. I speak for myself. But I would never have wanted to see my parents stay together. I would not want to see them make it work for the kids, right? And I have one of the greatest stepdads ever made, and I have mm-hmm. one of the greatest stepmothers ever made, and I would not be there if they didn't decide to say, we're not right for each other.
Yeah.
And you never know. I mean, like, Gruden leaves Raiders, goes to Tampa, legacy built, right? Mm-hmm. Andy leaves Philly, goes to Kansas City. He's in the conversation with the top three greatest coaches of all time. It just worked.
And look, ultimately, once they got past Chip Kelly out there in Philadelphia, which that's who they fired Andy for. Remember that. They fired Andy Reid to hire Chip Kelly.
At Oregon, right?
I don't know where his that
was. He at Oregon?
He's a vagabond. Is he in the Raiders right now? Because I saw something
he got fired.
Chip Kelly got fired? Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he did. I missed that. I was on vacation.
Right, that's yeah,
he got fired.
Oh, he did. Good. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's why his name's out there for college jobs now. Mm-hmm. Why would you hire Chip Kelly?
He was the hottest candidate in college, and then he chose that Raiders job.
He's just a chip off the old block. I'll see my way out. Somebody says Bears coach Ben Johnson waited a year for better jobs to open, but he was still coaching. Like, he was a coordinator.
Yeah, he was a coordinator.
And he was very relevant. He was still the offensive coordinator, and he clearly is missed in Detroit, as you can see.
Which was also a risk. It paid off for him. No, that's a risk.
It was, and you know.
Bobby Slowick ain't a coach right now.
Who?
Exactly. Right. Where's
he at now? Yeah, that was a hot name 2 years ago.
Heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know Chip Kelly got fired. That's a shame. I missed that.
The Kellys.
I mean, he's a fraud, too.
Brian Kelly, Chip Kelly, yeah. Jim Kelly, Nixon, 5. Coming up, Tyrann Mathieu ranked his top 5 Chiefs of all time. We wrap this show up early because we give back to Cody and Gold. Guys! Coming up next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Into the show here today on Fesco and Dusty with Matt Morey. Play the Mars Attack Aliens, please. I can do it for you. You never see Mars Attacks. Huge cast. Pierce Brosnan, Sarah Michelle, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jack Nicholas, Jack Black, very young Jack Black. And then Keanu Reeves is Doppelganger. I can't remember what his name is, but somebody says, I had no idea Chip Kelly was 62 years old. Thought he was in his early 50s.
Mike, I didn't realize he was that old either, probably. I didn't also realize he got fired. I go on vacation. I saw last night the Giants fired their DC, and I was in New York for a week. Yeah. The only bit of news that I saw that I really did find very interesting and funny was that I was walking down one of the streets, and they have trash cans on the streets, right? And they had advertisements on the trash can. You know what the ad was on the trash can in New York? I love this. It was for the Mets.
What did you see? Was it Morosi or Rosenthal's tweet that said, the one guy the Yankees made an exception for with facial hair is now a member of the Mets?
Oh, Juan Soto?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's funny. That is really good. That's why you don't make exceptions for anybody. You know, Juan Soto for his 1 year. But it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. You know, winter meetings are starting, you know, very fast here in baseball. And so I'm excited to see, you know, I was talking to somebody in the game yesterday, and I go, do you think we're still going to see a lockout? You know, what are we doing? Are we going to see a lot of 1 year contracts? And the response back I got was, there will be a lockout, but I don't think it's going to be long, and I don't think there's going to be any missed games. And that's the good thing. Like, if you have a lockout in December and you don't get some stuff, so what? Nobody's paying attention. It's when you start missing, like, February 15th, when the spring training gates are locked, you know, they're not letting people in.
And it's not going to affect the World Baseball Classic.
No.
Because that's this summer?
26. Yeah. This spring, I guess.
It'll be 26 in about 4 weeks.
It's crazy, man. Weeks. Yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu ranked his top 5 Chiefs players of all time. They are as listed.
Who are your top 5 Chiefs of all time?
At number 5, we'll take it back to Louisiana. There's a guy named Johnny Robinson who went both ways.
Wow.
And he ended his career with, I want to say, 57 interceptions.
What a great
number 4 is a guy named Will Shields.
Wow, all right.
Go on.
Okay, he's a Hall of Famer. He got drafted in the 3rd round. Out of 224 games, he started 223, and he never missed a game. Number 3 is the OG, Tony Gonzalez, who owned all the, you know, tight end receiving records, right, until we'll get to him. He has some aura, he has some swag, and he did it for a long time, too. At number two, I mean, it's the crowd favorite, it's the community favorite, Taylor Swift's favorite, Travis fair. Kelce. Kelce is just, you know, he's everything you want in a teammate and a and then a football player, too. You know, like his energy, his swag, and the way he works, too. I always appreciated that, just working with him. Man, that dude never really took practices off.
Yes.
And number one.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Here's number one, I think.
I mean, you guessed it. You know it. Patrick Mahomes. I mean, what he was able to do for this franchise. Man, you see franchises every year draft. They go out of their way to get a quarterback. And this guy just never pans out to be what people expected him to be. Like, this dude here is like every bit of the $500 million they gave him. Playing in every championship, right? Going to the Super Bowl, competing against the greatest quarterbacks, and coming out on top. He represents the next generation of playmakers.
Agree or disagree?
I don't know that I could do a better list.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No John Stenerud?
I mean, Bobby Bell could be on that. I love the fact that he went back in time and had history and really took in the entire franchise mm-hmm. with all of this. I thought it was a great list by Tyrann Mathieu. Really well done by him. That fantastic. One and two are obvious. Having Will Shields in there was great. Having Johnny Robinson in there was awesome as well. Like, I really like that list.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Be kind, stay groovy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Coming up next is Cody Golden Drew on Borrowed Time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.